You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and here in the studio with me are Frank Katas and Autumn Katas. Any relation, you two?
Yeah, she's my kid.
Welcome very much to Juno Afternoon. You're both here to talk about the Tlingit Culture and Culture, Language, and Literacy Program. Frank, you're the program coordinator.
Yes.
And Autumn, you're enrolled.
Yeah.
So you're learning to speak Tlingit. Well, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I just took the position as the program coordinator, I think at the beginning of the month, February 4th, I think was my first day. Obviously, I've been familiar with it for many years, and, you know, I have interest within the program sitting next to me primarily. So it's always been on my radar, and it's just a fantastic program, and I'm excited to be just part of it.
And Autumn, you're learning to speak Tlingit through this program? Tell me, can you say what you told me when we were in the other room?
Wasayati means, how are you doing?
Okay.
Katyakid means, I'm good. Kleshwasa means, I'm okay.
Very good. Thank you. I think it's good. I don't speak Tlingit.
It's yucky. I'd ask her, well, what's not good? And she goes, I'm not sure. We're like, well, that's a good sign.
So how long have each of you been speaking Tlingit? Autumn, how old are you?
7.
And so you've been speaking it most of your life, I bet. How about you, Frank?
The first time, aside from, you know, the essentials of like some basic things like sheesh and stuff like that around the house. The first time I really spoke longer phrases within Tlingit was in 2008 after I had moved back during Battles of Fire and Water at Perseverance Theater. The theater gave me an opportunity to use the language, and Richard Noor Downhauer both were coaches for the Tlingit language for us. And so that was the first time it came out of my mouth. And then since then, it's just been a little bit at a time, and I'm not even near fluency. Mostly it's trying to figure out different nouns and putting small phrases together, you know, and that's one of the things of the TCLL program, especially since from the very early ages of kindergarten, you know, they have these phrases and nouns that they integrate within the program. So the kids' fluency is, I mean, there's kindergartners that speak and know more than I do at this point.
Yeah. Do you feel that the Tlingit language is making a resurgence?
I'd sure like to hope so. I mean, and I think the TCLL program is helping with that resurgence itself, you know, making sure every time you say gunalchish, it's keeping the language alive just a little bit more. And, you know, one of the things, it was my first month here at the TCLL program, and it came through a grant through Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, and part of the grant also brought in Tlingit language teachers and elders within the classroom. You know, for the last many years, it had been this was funded through the school district, but we had elders in the classroom, but only for a half hour for each of the three classes. Now they're in there for 4 hours, and the Tlingit teachers in there all day long. So it's been really, really nice for the students to get that along with the regular classroom structure throughout the whole day, you know, being exposed to the language, keeping it alive, and the kids can absorb this so much quicker than we can as adults.
Autumn, what do you like about the program? What do you like it when you're in there learning Tlingit?
I like it when we get to go on field trips to learn about
Because you don't it's not just about learning the language, you're learning some culture as well.
Mm-hmm.
Learn new things every day.
Where are some of the places that you've gone on a field trip, Autumn?
The museum. We've gone out in the woods. We've done it every year to pick Hudson Bay tea and some other berries.
You picked some berries? And tea? Did you say you picked some tea?
Yes.
Wow. Did you drink the tea?
We give it out. This year we gave it out somewhere, Sea Alaska, I think.
You gave it out?
To the elders. And there was less. We picked more tea than we thought we would, so we gave some out to some of the parents.
So you, oh, that's great. You must have picked a lot of tea.
Yeah, place-based and cultural relevancy are super important within the program. And what the TCLL program is doing, it has the classroom curriculum that they're following, just like everyone else in the school district. But we're enriching it and having, you know, the cultural relevancy and the place-based education happening at the same time. For all the students, and it's a program that ranges from K to 5 within the Harborview School.
I think it sounds like a terrific program, mm-hmm. and if anyone else is wondering how do I get my child, a student, signed up for it, you're having an open house coming up on March 11th. Would you like to tell us about that?
Yeah, we have an open house on March 11th. It's a Monday. It's going to be following I think it's a Monday, right? it's going to
sure.
be following a starting at 8 in the morning from the Monday morning meeting all the way until I think 10 o'clock. And it's for parents that are interested in having their students or their kids enroll as students within the TCLL program into whatever prospective class they're going to be in. That includes kindergarten. So if you have preschool kids that are interested in entering the TCLL program in the kindergarten, they can show up on that day and get some more information there.
Are there any? Yes.
There is one. Preschool class in the school?
Yeah, there's preschool. There's pre-K classes within Harborview, but for the TCLL program specifically, it's K through 5. And it's TCLL is an optional program within the school district, and you can find it on the Harborview website. But you can also find it we just recently, this week, yesterday, I think, created the TCLL Facebook page. And that's to kind of announce, like, because TCLL goes out into the public all the time. They're out there, you know, doing dance performances and, you know, having newsletters and information for the public about what's happening, all the really, really interesting, cool things that's happening within the school. But also pinned to the top of the page is the link to the Juneau School District's optional program application that they could fill out online if they're interested. It's just like the Montessori and charter school. You fill out the same application for all three of those, and those are all schools within the Juneau School District, so it doesn't cost anything more for parents.
Are there any requirements to get into the program?
It's open to all students, and that includes, you know, it doesn't really matter your ethnicity or anything like that. Everyone is welcome to apply and enter the program. The thing about this is it's for students that are interested in learning about Tlingit and the Tlingit values and the Tlingit language and the song and dance. All of these are implemented throughout the day and throughout the curriculum.
Autumn's nodding. Do you agree with everything he said? You like going to the program? Yeah. Looks like it's done pretty good for you. You speak beautifully. Frank and Autumn, thanks so much for being here today. You can check out the Facebook page for the Tlingit Culture, Language, and Literacy Program and the open house again Monday, March 11th, 8 to 10 a.m. at Harborview Elementary School. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just to emphasize the point that that this is also through Harborview and it's through the school district. So you can go to the Harborview webpage as well to find this application. But you could all just find us on Facebook. It's just TCLL Juneau. So facebook.com/TCLL Juneau.
Well, thanks both of you for being here today. And Autumn, thanks for sharing all your knowledge with us.
Gunashish.
Gunashish. See you next time.